Oyes shebekas shaniya tishtori. If so, the middle one of the second kas, she should also be muta. So Rashi says the question is about the ratio, the first part of our Mishnah. That the first part of the Mishnah is when the father says, "I'll marry you off the gedola." So again, he has two pairs from two different wives. So the Havamina is, even if he had, let's say, two or three girls from each wife. So then from the younger pair, we're saying now, let's say he has three girls from the younger pair, from the younger wife. So therefore we're saying now, which one is Mutter? Only the youngest of the youngest. But the middle one and the older one is Lo B'chal the Sofik. So the question is, the Havamina, why? The middle one from the second pair, from the younger pair, Tishtori, she should be Mutta, because she is not called the Gedola then, because she is the middle one, according to Abaya. So Gemara says, Halcha b'may askini, you know what we're talking about over here? Kishen shom el gedola ktano. We're talking about, like we learned before, that these two pairs from two wives, he only had two daughters from each one of them. He only had an older one and a younger one. And the Gemara says, Valchi nami mistavra, this is the svar also. So therefore, since by the younger pair there are only two, a gedola and a ktana, therefore we say for sure the ktana is mutter when he says the gedola. But the other, that one, the one that the older one of the second pair, and the both older two, those are b'chlal the suffix. But there's no middle one. If there wouldn't have been a middle one, true, she would be also mutter. And the Gemara says, this is the svar also. The yemisa dika the ikah, because if you tell me now we're talking about that there is a mitziyasa, there are more than two to appear. If so, listen, why don't we say it? Why doesn't the Mishnah say it clearly then? Gemara says, "Latayim according to your tam, mitzoyish shebekas rishayna, the middle one of the first pair, the vaday sveika, for sure she's bechal the sofik the asirul, and she's also miketonula. Does it say it? In other words." Maybe we're talking about it, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. Like in the first pair, the oldest pair, or the older pair from the older wife, for sure, no matter how many daughters he would have from her, they would all be b'chlal the sofik. Because all of them are considered gedola, older than the younger pairs. So how come the Mishnah didn't say that either, that in the older pair there were a few girls? So this should be a proof. We're only talking about there were two to each older, to each wife. So Mora says, no, hochi yashu, what does one have to do with the other? In other words, this would not be a proof. Because in the first, the older pair, for sure, if we're saying now the younger of the older pair is also, she's Bechlal the Sofik, then maybe she's a Gedola. Because she's older than the younger pair. So for sure, if by the older wife you have three or four daughters, for sure all three of them, even the middle one is Bechal the Sofik. That's Pshita. If you're telling me now that even the younger of the older pair is also, so for sure anybody that's older than her for sure is Bechal the Sofik. So therefore, in that case, it does not have to say the middle case. That's Loshna Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, Hoch Yashta, Hosom by the first case, the older pair, Tona Ketana Dido. As long as it says that the youngest of the older pair is also Lisurum, so for sure it's included in that. For who adin lahachtek shishim ino? For sure, if she has any older sister, for sure she's bechlal the yisa. But hocho by the second case, the sefer by the younger pair, im is, if you want to tell me the ika that in the case where you have the middle daughter, she would be also should be muta nisnayu. Why don't we learn it? The Mishnah should have said it. So since the Mishnah did not say that in the younger pair, the halacha of the middle one, for sure we're not talking about it. In other words, for sure she would also not be b'chal the sofik, like Abaya says. That when you only have two, so when you say the younger, you mean the youngest of that one. When you say the older, you mean the oldest. The middle is not included. So therefore, the second, when it says the younger pair, for sure we're only talking about there are only two and not three. Oh, male rafuna bred rav Yeshua l'rovo. So Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, said back to Rav, Ho Pesach. But in the case we just had before, if somebody makes a neder, that he should be also to do something until Pesach, Tichi Kas Achaz Domi. There it's like one cast, like one family. O Pligi, and still some Achlikis over there, when the person says, Ad Peneha Pesach, does it mean the beginning of Pesach? Or does it mean the end of Pesach? Even though it's like one cast, like one family, it's not two separate cases. O male, hosam belishna the yarmulke miflegi. There is no tushtel. There the machloikis is in the loshen. What does the loshen mean? Masova, one holds ad pineha pesach, means Rabbi Yossi holds it means to say ad kami pischa. It means to say till the beginning of pesach. The loshen ad pinei, the face, means clearly the beginning, according to Rabbi Yossi. Masova, what does Rabbi Meir hold? No, it means ad the mifni pischa, until the end of pesach. So there's a different machloikis. There's not so much as a sophic. There the machloikis says exactly what does the word ad pineha pesach mean. Because the question was, like Pesach is 7 days straight, so there's a mandioma that says when you say the word Pnei, even the middle days are also included. So that was the Kasher and Abaya. You see, even the middle one is also included. And this the Gemara says back, no, the middle ones are not included. The reason why the middle ones are also is not because we have a doubt which one he meant to say the middle one is Bechlau the Sophic. But over here, Bechlau is a Sophic. What does the Lashon of Pnei mean? Does the Lashon Pnei Pesach mean the beginning of Pesach, or does it clearly mean till the end of Pesach? Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Ho'im Eli Isha Kidashticha, if the Chosan says to the wife that I married you, V'hi Meris, she answers back and says, Le'kidashti, Le'kidashtani, no, you did not marry me. And there are no Edom over here, so the Lachar is, Hu Asa B'Kroif Asehah, he, the chosin, is also to marry any one of her krevim, because by him it's a shavya nasha chaticha disura. Upon for he himself, he's believed that he married her. Therefore, he can't marry her sister, he can't marry her krevim. But for he, she, muteris bekrevov. She's allowed to marry his brother or his krevim, because as far as she's concerned, she's not married to him. What about the opposite way? Let's say he yomeres, she says kidashtani, that I'm married to you. Vuhu yomer, and the man answers back and says lo kidashticha, no, I did not marry you. So here the lachru is just the opposite. Said who muta b'kroy v'sehu? He the choson, he's muta to marry her sister because he says he did not marry her, and there are no edim here. V'hi asura b'kroyvuf, but she is also to marry now to his brother, to his krovim, because she says she's married to him. Kidashticho v'hi oimeres lo kidashtani ela biti. Let's say kidashticho means he says, the man says, I married you, and she, the wife, answers back and says, no, you did not marry me, ela biti, but you married my daughter. So the locher is like this: hu asa b'kroivos kidoila. He, the chosen, he's also to marry her kroivim because he is saying that he married her. So therefore, Chav Yanasha Chaticha Yisuri's belief for this, and therefore he cannot marry her sister. Ugedoylo Mutaris Bekroivov. But the older the mother, she's allowed to marry his Kroivim, because she's saying that she was not married to him. And who Mutta Bekroivos Ketana? Now he, the man, is Mutta to marry the younger Kroivim, because he said he didn't marry her. Uketana muteras b'kroivov, and the ketana, the daughter, she's also muta to get married to his kroivim, because who told us that the ketana is married? The mother. The mother has known the monis has not believed upon her daughter. The Torah only believed the father. The father is neman upon his daughter, but the Torah did not give the monis to the mother upon her daughter. Therefore, we do not believe the mother for the daughter's sake. Therefore, the daughter is also considered like she's not married. She's muta to his kroivim. What about if the husband says, now, kidashti es bitcha. He goes over straight to the mother and says, Ishno, I married your daughter. V'yoy meres loy kidashti. And she, the mother, says, no, you did not marry my daughter. Elo oisi, but rather you married me. So the locher is that, who also betrayvis ketana. He, the man, it shabinachti for the Yisurah, he's also to marry the Ketana's relatives, the Ketana's sister. He can't marry because he's saying that he married the younger one. Uktana muteras b'kroivov, but the younger one, nobody's saying that she's married, so therefore she is nemon, she is muta to marry his kroivim. And who muta b'kroivos gedola? The chosin, though, is allowed to marry the mother's kroivim, because the chosin is not admitting that he married her. So therefore we do not have Adam to say he married the older one, the mother. Therefore, he's mutter to the mother's kreivim. But gedoyla asura bekreivov. But the mother, she is also to marry his kreivim, because the mother is saying, she's admitting that she did marry him. So therefore, for she herself, she's believed that shavyanach anafshecha tichel yisura, that she's also to get married to his kreivim. Now the Gemara says, hoi malishi kedashticha. So Gemara says, we're going to go now, why does the Mishnah have to say all these cases of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, if I would only hear the reish of the first case, that when the husband says, I married you, and she says, no. So tell us the Chiddush that he's only believed for himself, but he's not neman to make it that she's also his kreivim. I would say, you know why the husband is not neman for kreivim? Mishum de gavra le ichbas le. For the husband, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe he'll lie. Or mikri viyomar, that he'll say that he married her, even though he really didn't, because he doesn't become also to too many people. He can still marry somebody else. So therefore, we don't believe him to say that she becomes also, only for he himself, not for she. But maybe when she says that she married him, maybe I would say, if not, that it's really true what she's saying, that she really married him, she would have not said it. And therefore we should believe her. And therefore we should say that the chosana was also to marry her kravim, because she would not lie, because when she says she got married, she can't get married to anybody else. So therefore we would say maybe to believe her what she's saying, and she should be believed even again to the man, that the man should be also to crave him. Kamash Mulan, no, that far we do not say. Kamash Mulan, that he is not also on her craven when she says that she married him, and he denies it. Now the next case is Kidash Ticho Vioy Meris, and she says no. But the Morris says, now, what do we have to have the cases for? It's rich, we need it. Because Salko, Dr. Chamin, I would have thought to say, Midi Yeraisa, Hemne Rachman Eliav. That Midi Yeraisa, the Torah, believes the father upon his son, whether he married her off or not, his daughter. The father, the Torah believes the father about his daughter. True, midiraisa, the mother is not neman, but I would have thought the same, midirabonin hemnu lidido, that maybe midirabonin they believe the mother. So when the mother says that my daughter got married, v'tiyesa brata b'dibura, that maybe her daughter should become also because of what the mother is saying, kamash malon, that's the chiddush that no, that even though the mother says that she married off her daughter, that her daughter got married, still we do not believe the mother that the daughter is mutter his kreivim. The mother. Then the Gemara says, it says, Kidashti es bitcho, that what? That he says, I married your daughter. So the Gemara says, Asu lomli, what do we need the last case for? It's just repeating itself. And the more true, I did the toni ho, toni nami ho. Since it says it, that she says, I married off my daughter got married. It says, next case, when he also says that he married the daughter. That's why it just repeats it over the last case, even though really it's not saying any new chedushim in the last case. All right, a turnover. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. Itma, we learned. Rav Omar Rav says, Koifin, we force him to give a get. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Mavakshin, no, we only ask the chosan to give a get. So Gemara says, Ahai, in which case of the Mishnah are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me on the Reisha, on the first case of the Mishnah, where the man says, Kidashti, and she says, Lo Kidashti, so, Lav, Elaim, a Reisha, Lav Koifin Ika, there's no Koifin, for Lo Mavakshin Ika, there's no Mavakshin either, because as far as she's concerned, she's Mutter, she doesn't need a get. And as far as he's concerned, he can do whatever he wants to do. Elo, rather, the Gemara says, a Seifa, talking about the Seifa, where what? That she says, Kidashti, I'm married to you, and he says no, so in this case, she's also to get married, therefore she needs a get. So Gemara Stakasha says, Bishleim mavakshin l'chai. Very good, she could ask him, please do me a favor, give me a get, that's good. Elo kaifin, but to force, am I? How could we force him to give a get? Omar lo nichol lidiyisus so be kreiva. He says, no, I don't want to become osa to your kreivim. In other words, he says, I did not marry you. I want to marry your sister, let's say. So now if he goes and gives you a get, he'll be osa to marry the sister. So how could we force him to give a get? He's going to lose out on it. And as far as he's concerned, he's saying, I'm not married to you. So how could we force him to give a get? So Mor says, Ela shmaitato ahadod yitma. Rather, both are not arguing, they're both saying the same thing one after another, and it's like this. That Omar Shmuel says, Mavakshin he men eliten get. True, we ask the chosin, we ask him, please do a favor to this lady and give her a get. Because she is saying that she was married to you, so she's also to the whole world now. So please do her a favor and give her a get. And on this now, Omar Rav says, Im nosan get meyatzma, if the chosin goes and does give her a get, you should know, now we force him to give her a ksuba. We could force him to give her a ksuba once he gives her a get. So now we could force him ready also to give a ksuba. Itmanami, we learned like this also. That Omar Rav Acha Bar Ade, Omar Rav. V'yamrilon, some says Omar Rav Acha Bar Ade. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Omar Rav. Koifin umavakshin. We force him and we ask him. So Gemara asks Tarti, it's a stira. How could you have two things? Hochikom, this is what it means to say. Mevakshin mimeno liten get. We ask him, please do her a favor, give her a get. V'yimnosan meyatzman, if he comes in his own free will and goes and gives her a get, you should know koifenoisoi liten ksuba. Then we force him to pay the ksuba. In other words, if he comes and gives the get on his own without us even asking him, we don't even have to ask him, he just comes himself and gives the get, so that's a proof that he really did marry her. And therefore, she's only an arusa, but still you have to give her a ksuba. Therefore, we say he has to give her a ksuba. Omer Rav Yehuda says, Ha mekadesh b'yed echod ein choshishin l'kedushav. If somebody got married in front of an eid echod, the loch of the kedusha means nothing. Now, boyi menem Rav Yehuda. They asked a question from Rav Yehuda like this. Shneihem moidemai. What's going to be if both the chosin and the kala both admit, both agreed that they did get married. So, and they said they got married in front of an eid echod. So what's the loch? Is the gedushin good or not? Se'in v'loi v'rafi biyodei. Yes and no, and it's weak in the hand. He wasn't sure what the loch is. But itam omer Rav Nachman omer Shmuel. Ha mekadesh b'yed echod ein choshishin l'kedushin. He says clearly no. If he gets married in front of one eid echod, you only had one eid there, the gedushin is no good. V'yafilu shneihem moedim. Even if they both agree that they got married, so what? The Gedushin needs two Eidim to be there. If you don't have two Eidim, the Gedushin is nothing. On this, Eisvei Robel Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, Oy, Mili Isha Kidesh Ticha. The man says that I married you. Vi, Emeris, and she says, Loi Kidesh Tani. No, I did not get married to you. The Locher is, Who also Bekreva Seho? Vi, Muteris Bekreva, like the Mishnah says. Now, Idiik Eidim Amai Muteras Bekrevov. If there are Eidim there that they got married, so why is she Mutet his Krevim? Vidalek Eidim, if there are no Eidim there, Amai also Bekrevov Seho. Why is he also Tok Krevim? If there were no Eidim there, the Kedushin is nothing. El Olav, aren't we talking about? Be Eidechot, maybe there's only one Eidechot over there. And therefore, when he says he married in front of an Eidechot, we believe him. When she says no, we believe her also. It's not two against one, it's one against one. She's Nemon to be Machash the Yed Echad. So who you see in front of one Yed Echad, it is called Kedushin. Sumara says no. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here. Hocha b'mayaskin, the Kogoyim, the Omar lo kidash ticha b'fnei pleni yepleni. That the Chosin is saying, I married you in front of two good Eidim. But just for whole cholehem l'vdinas hayom, they went away, they're not around right now. I don't know where they are right now. And she says, no, nothing doing, I wasn't married to you at all. So that's the case that we believe him for himself, and she is Neman for herself. But there's no proof if he gets married in front of an Eidechot. Eisvei Habakash, it says, Alocho Hamagaris Eshishtoi, if somebody gives his wife a get, Velina Imai Bepundiki, and then he sleeps together with her, in an inn, in a room, so the Alocho is, Beishama Yomrim Eino Tzricha Meno Get Sheni. They do not need a second get. We're not afraid to say they live together l'shem kedushin. They do not need a second get. Ubeisilu oimrim beisilu says though no tzricha menu get sheni. He has to give her a second get. They need a second get. So echidami, what's the case talking about? What's the reason of Beis Shammai? What's the chash to say there was a gedushin? We're talking about b'yedechad. There's only one edechad over there, and so still you see, according to Beis Hillel, the kedushin is called the kedushin that she has to receive a get. So Mora says, "Latanich, according to your tam, may maseichu." What does the sefer say over here? That umaydim, they both agree b'nizgashim and erosin. That if he gave her a get, mina erosin shein tzricha menu get sheini. If the first time they were married, they only had erosin, they did not live together. They did not make nisuyin, and then he gives her a get, and then later they're found together to be together in the inn, in the same room. We do not say they live together l'shem kedushin. They did not need a get. Mipnei shein liba gaspa, because they weren't that close yet, since they didn't live together from before. Now the sakadat, if you're thinking to tell me eidechad mehemon, that we believe in eidechad, that's the machlekes. The Beis Hillel says we believe the eidechad. And an eidechon is enough to make a kedushin. If so, mali min erosin, mali min anesuyin. What's the difference? If it happened from erosin, it happened min anesuyin. What should be the difference? In both cases, we should believe the eidechon to say there was a kedushin. El, or rather, the case like this, over here is like this. The ika eid the yichud. True, there are eidim here to say that they were alone together in the room. But v'leke eid be, we do not have eidim to say they live together. So that's the machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai holds the svar is that